Blog Talk Radio.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that today? We can go talk to Andy, and we'll take care of it. So let's pull up room on 2020. Oh, good.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Okay.
If anything comes up, I'll give you a call with you. All right. Thank you. Yeah, I get friend. All right, I'm back, DJ. Sorry about that. Hello, I am back. I am back. I am back. I am so sorry, so sorry. But you know, I have customer service here at the rec center. You know, this is a live show, so you get it live. You might find customers coming here and be yelling at me, yelling at everybody else. But you know what? I'm Coach Lee. I'm smooth operator, and I can get it done. But anyway, you are rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. You are rocking four quarters, not one, not two, not three, but four quarters with Coach Lee. And, yes, this is the 100th show. Let me say 100. Yes, 100 shows. Man, didn't even know I was going to get to this point. Wasn't even counting. I just was curious to find out, you know, which show number I was on about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And BJ told me, hey, Coach, you're on 95, 96. I'm like, what? So we had to make some things happen. I don't know who's all calling in, but people said they're calling in. You can, you know, you can dial in or whatever. You can talk the good, the bad, the ugly with me. I don't care. 347-826-7278. Again, 347-826-7278. Press 1 and pound, and my super-duper producer, BJ, will put you in. But anyway, y'all, yes, it is Monday, and we definitely got to give my sponsors a little love. But anyway, we got Enterprise Rent a Car. Why I pick Enterprise? Because they will pick you up. We got Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas, we all should be rocking Adidas. Have y'all seen the new Adidas commercials? They're pretty cool with the old school hip hop, and then you know, showing off the Adidas gear with some of the Adidas athletes out there. One day it'll be me in that commercial. Who knows? But you know what? That's why we rocking those Adidas. We got Rogers Athletic Company, the official football equipment company of the Women's Football Camping Conference, the only camp dedicated to women's football in the world. And like I said, we got 4 camps going on this year, and I hope to bring one camp close to you real soon. We got 22nd Fitness. Everybody wants a body like me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to run around like me. Everybody. But you got to get your 20 seconds in. So get your 20 seconds in. 22ndFitness.com. And tell them that Flea sent you. Who else? Shing Dings. Shing Dings, I don't even know who else is on the thing. But anyway, like I said, this is live. It's all the way live. It's impromptu. No, I don't do a script. I don't write nothing down. I just come from the heart, just like the song with Public Enemy, you know. It's coming from the heart because God knows, you know. And that's what I'm talking about in football. That's what this show is going to be about. But first, we're going to go ahead and do a recap of this past weekend. I'm over on the Women's Tackle Football Group.neen.com. Women's Football Group.neen.com. Matter of fact, we got Biker Nance, we got BJ, we got Coach Culver, we got Coach Ed, we got myself, we got Food, we got Joey Reese, Coach Joey, we got Leia, we got Mac, or as I call him, M-A-C, we got Coach Mark Ring. What? You're not in practice, Coach? What are you doing on the name board, man? You're supposed to be at practice. Practice? We got who's a cheerleader? Melissa Cheerleader. We got Paul. We got Willie Parker. And we got Randall with the WSFL. Yes, sir. Yes, y'all. Let's see what we got going on. Let me go quarter number one, let's go over the weekend events. And, of course, I'm getting them over off the Women's Tackle Football Group.neen.com. I know some of you guys are on Blog Talk Radio, and I know some of you guys are listening live. It's all the way live. I know I can sing a song with every word that's being presented. 22 years in the music industry, you kind of know all the little hooks. But anyway, week 8 results in WFA. We got Northeastern Nitro 8, New England Nightmare 0, Boston Militia 43, New York Sharks 8. Big surprise. Didn't think that was, not surprised by the win, but I'm probably more surprised by the score. We got the DC Divas 42, Philadelphia Liberty Bells 0. Sound like them Liberty Bells sound are doing the same thing that them showgirls are doing, kicking their butt, and then all of a sudden, you know, having hard times. Hard times are coming to your town. But anyway, stay alert. Don't let them get you down. First person that can, you know, hit me on the name board, tell me what song that was I was singing, and by the artist, hey, I might throw in something, you know, free gift. But anyway, matter of fact, I was throwing a free 22nd Fitness program. So whoever's the first one to hit it on the name board, bam, I got you. And I won't check until after I finish the rest of the results. But anyway, we got the Cleveland Fusion 64, the Erie Illusion 0. We got the Pittsburgh Passion 7, Columbus Comet 6. Wow, that was a close game. We got the Chicago Force 55, St. Louis Slam 24. We got the West Michigan Mayhem 63, Dayton Diamond 0. We got the Indiana Crash 77, Kentucky Karma 0. We got the Atlanta Heartbreakers 32, the Carolina Raging Wolves 14. Palm Beach Punishers 35, Savannah Sabres 0. We got the Jacksonville Dixie Blues 43, Gulf Coast Riptide 0. Sorry about that, there's pause. I had a little something come on my desk real quick, but it's all cleared up. Miami Fury 34, Tampa Bay Pirates 21. We got the Kansas City Tribe 57, Wisconsin Wolves 0. Iowa Explosion 44, Kansas City Spartans 22. We got the Nebraska Stampede 48, Wisconsin Dragons 0. And I want to say that's their first win ever. Well, I think in the WFA for sure. Then we had the game of the week again, the Dallas Diamonds 23, Lone Star Mustangs 12. We got the Austin Outlaws 52, New Orleans Blaze 0. We got the Memphis, whatchamacallit, the Mojo, Melody, you name it, 56, the Tulsa Eagles 0. We got the Houston Power 40, Mazatico 0. We got the Spokane Scorn 26, Utah Blitz 20. Scorn gets their first victory ever in history. I wound up talking to one of the players on the Zoom board earlier today, and I just know how exciting it is to win that first game. I know once we got that first win under our belt, we were all to the good. Yes, ma'am. Oh, you good? No, I'm on here for the next hour, so I'm just letting you know. Give me a pause real quick. Yes.
Okay, she's saying this is funny for Ricky, but, you know, I didn't go to Western and UNLV for nothing.
Don't worry about it. Just put a zero down there. I really don't care. There you go. And we'll go from there.
Okay, there's nothing wrong here about this.
Don't worry about it. I'll take care of that. Just remind me that Thursday, and I'll take care of it for you. All right? No problem. All right, where are we at? Houston Power 40, Mazatico 0. We already did that. Central Cal War Angels 68, Los Angeles Amazon 0. We got the Silver State Legacy 35, the San Diego Steam 0. We got the Arizona Assassins 40, SoCal Scorpions 0. But I want to say that was a forfeited game. Yes, it is. It was a forfeited game. So those who are out there who are wondering, yes, it was a forfeited game. More details to come. More details to come. And then, of course, you know what? Yo, Las Vegas Showgirls, 0. Them San Diego Surge, 55. Let me tell you, I know I talk about we go one quarter, two quarters, three quarters, four quarters. But let me tell you, I had them cats on the ropes in the first quarter. I mean, we did something that we've never done before. I've never done before in my whole history of actually coaching football in the first quarter on the first drive, opening drive. We went 10 minutes driving the ball down the field, 7 first downs or whatever it was, and it ended in horror, meaning we threw an interception on the goal line. I think we got a little bit too cute, but we felt that we set them up. But my quarterback just didn't toss the ball out far enough and underthrew the wide open receiver in the corner of the end zone. But you know, most of you guys realize that I did not put in any scores this week because, again, you know, I'm a coach. I'm a competitor. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to sit there and analyze things and do what we can do best against somebody that we're going to play against. And we put together a good quarter of football. And not to take anything away from the Surge. They're a hell of a team. But I was very proud of my girls. I mean, we made several mistakes after that. And like I said, in the first quarter, actually the first quarter score should have been really 7-0. One of my receivers caught the ball and actually hit her knee on the ground, and they flipped the ball out and ran for a touchdown. But, you know, I'm not an argumentative coach. I'm a high intense, but you know what I'm saying? We ain't got no red flag. I can't throw it out there. So arguing and making an ass out of myself ain't going to make the call any different or any better. So, and legitimately, we played a great game of football. And then, yes, in the second half, we did go with the running clock. Again, it wasn't because we were getting beat. It was just the injury factor. I went into the game with only 18 girls healthy enough to play. And starting quarterback got knocked out on the first series of the second quarter, and my starting running back got knocked out on the same series. So, again, we were hurting. We were hurting big time. So it wasn't a give up. It was just, let's make sense out of this thing. We still got five more games. But anyway, we're talking too much about me. Let's move on. IWFL, we got Montreal Blitz, 58. Maine Rebels, 0. We got New England Intensity, 7. Manchester Freedom, 0. Wisconsin Warriors, 60. Minnesota Vixens, 6. We got the Chattanooga Locomotion, 26. Memphis Bells, 20. I heard it went into double overtime. We got the Clarksville Fox, 22. Tennessee Valley Tigers, 6. We got the Portland Shockwave, 20. Modesto Maniac, 6. We got the Seattle Majestics, 28. Tucson Monsoons, 0. And we got the Reno Rattlers, 20. Ventura Black Widows, 8. Again, another first win for a team, though. The Reno Rattlers. So, again, folks, it's some exciting football going on each and every weekend. And, again, you can get the latest and the greatest updates on the Women's Tackle Football Group .neen.com board. You know what I'm saying? This is where it's at. This is where the reality is at, you know. This is where you can congregate and come and participate and do the things that you do. Do the things that you do. You know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do. And, again, we got more folks over on the NEEN board. And, again, welcome to those who are just joining in. It's all to the good. You know, we just went over the scores. And let me see if I can get over to my boy at ezrankings.com. Let me see what we got going on. EZ, like EZE, EZ rankings. EasyFootballRankings.com. My bad. Sorry about that, folks. So if you guys are following me, I'm at EasyFootballRankings.com. I'm going to go with the WFA as of May 21st. Let's go over the rankings. I normally go to top 20. Here we go. At number 20, we got the 3-2 Minnesota Machine. At number 19, we got the Palm Beach, the 2-3 Palm Beach Punishers. At number 18, we got the 3-2 West Michigan Mayhem. At number 17, coming in with a 3-2 record, we got the Houston Power. Coming in with a 5-1 record, at 16, we got the Indiana Crash. Coming in with a 4-1 record, number 15, we got the Pacific Warriors. Coming in at 14 with a 4-1 record, we got the Explosions. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, hold on. This is Dion speaking.
Hey, Dion, can I get an extra hand out here?
You want my hand?
Please.
All right, here I come.
Thanks.
No problem. All right, let me finish up here before I go up to the front desk. At number 13, at 4-1, we got the Arizona Assassins. At number 12, we got the 3-3 St. Louis Slam. At number 11, we got the 4-2 Lone Star Mustangs. At number 10, we got the 5-1 Boston Militia. At number 9, we got the 6-0 Miami Fury. At number 8, we got the 6-0 Pittsburgh Passion. At number 7, we got the 5-0 Bay Area Bandits. At number 6, we got the 6-0 Jacksonville Dixie Blues. At number 5, we got the 6-1 Kansas City Tribe. At number 4, we got the DC Divas, who are sitting at 6-0. At number 3, we got the 6-0 San Diego Surge. At number 2, we got the 5-0 Dallas Diamonds. And at number 1, we got the Chicago Force sitting at 6-0. Give me 1 second to see what I got going on up front. 1 second. All right, what we got? What we got? Who's next? Doing a pass. All right. Go ahead and work out, and I'll have her bring it up to you. Bring it in to you. Okay? Can I help you guys? Okay, you got the gym guitar?
Yes.
All right. Give me 16. Hey, let them know that I sent you up here. That Dion sent you. Just say Dion. All right. And then you can go ahead and work out, and I'll have her bring the receipt to you. Can I help you?
Okay. Yes. Money 16? No, no. 16 bucks. Yes. Put your name. Name and address on this. Okay. And then I will have her bring $15. Put your name, date of birth, and your address. Okay. This one's gonna be one membership. And that'll be another membership. Okay. You need his name and his address, right? Date of birth. Yeah. Put the address on there. $15 on this one. And I'll walk you guys over there. Okay, you're good to go. This is his right here, and he's only $15. So he's 17. Okay? Thank you. The last three guys, their money's up here. It was just a long line. Okay. Yeah, they say that I'm doing that.
We got a real busy up there, real busy, yo. You know, that's just how it goes when you're rocking four quarters coach me live and live, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is going to be a 90-minute show, so don't worry about it. We got time. We got time to make it happen. So, once again, it's on. So, again, that was the top. Bill came off. Yeah, you can sit right here. There we go. Thank you. Yeah, so that was the top 20 for the WFA. Let me see where we sitting at, man. After that major loss, we sitting at 35. I'm all right with that. That's the middle of the pack. That's about right. You know, some good, some bad. It don't matter. We're in the middle of the pack. But anyway, let me move on. Let me get off of me. I'm not one to talk about me all the time. I'm not one to talk about my team only. So anyway, let's go to the IWFL because that's the way it goes. And I normally do the top 10 because of the 29 team. So I do top 10. All right, so that's one third of the team. So coming in at number 10, we got New England Intensity at 4-2. Coming in at 2-2. At number nine, we got Sacramento Sirens. Coming in at number 8, rocking the record of 4-1, we got Chattanooga Locomotion. Coming in at number 7 with a 4-2 record, we got the Houston Energy. Coming in at number 6 with a 5-1 record, we got the Portland Shockwaves. Coming in at number 5 with a 5-0 record, we got the Carolina Phoenix. Coming in at number 4 with a 5-0 record, we got the Wisconsin Warriors. Coming in at number 3, we got the Montreal Blitz rocking the 6-0 record. Coming in with a 6-0 record at number 2, we got the California Quake. And then at number 1, we got the 6-0 Atlanta Ravens. So again, folks, just being shooken up, shaking up, break it down, you know what I'm saying? We got it going on in women's football. Again, this is week 8. Week 8 has come and gone in women's football, and like I said, there has been a lot of surprises and a lot of non-surprises and a lot of teams not up and a lot of teams not doing well. Mine's in the middle of the pack, so that's all I can say. But anyway, those are the recaps. That is what we do. This is what we're going to do, and that is what I said with the ranking. So if you can agree to disagree to agree, it don't matter. That's what we talk about women's football here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee on Blog Talk Radio. All right. Let's go ahead and move on. Like, hot dogs. I didn't realize that 28 minutes and went by. See, when you put in a good strategy and your goal was to eat up the clock and get 21st downs in the game,
You know, next thing you know, 10 minutes and went by. I had them shaking in their boots, boy. They knew they were going to get me later or sooner or later. But, boy, that 10 minutes still feel good. Hold on, hot dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe the people you said were
going to
come here to see some rooms, they're here already.
Hot diggity dogs. All right.
Okay.
Hey, all right, bye. All right, let me go shake a leg real quick, but I'm not going to get off this radio. Let me just see what we got. Let me see. Is there somebody here to see me? Hold on, 1 second. I'm still here. I'm still here. You guys come see this. What rooms do you guys need to see? Right, that's where you can look at right now. Available?
Yeah.
For what day?
Of
June?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 minute. I'll find out for you. But you can take a look in the gym. Okay, thank you. All right, yeah, it's one of those busy Mondays, you know what I'm saying? It's getting close to summertime, and people want to get, you know, do parties and sign up for classes around here, and my goodness, it was about like 30 people in line a minute ago. But again, I forgot what I was just talking about, so excuse them a while. Oh, yeah, we had them on the ropes, y'all, and that's why I didn't put any scores up, because I was really concentrated. Like I said, I am a film rat, and I'm going to find the weakest link. And I'm going to exploit it, I'm going to attack it, and I'm going to attack it, and I'm going to attack it. I mean, that's part of being a coach. I'm not going to say a good coach, but a great coach. You know, you got to find the little things your opponent can do and can't do to make it beneficial for you. And I think we exploited some things. And like I said, if with experience, we're going to be one hell of a team next year. And I'll be able to make those adjustments as a coach. And that's part of like this show. You know what? Sometimes it goes off the way you want it. Sometimes you make mistakes. Sometimes you get caught in the jam. And I'm in the jam sometimes here because I got to do 50,000 things. But when it came to the football team, again, I pride myself on not being out-coached. You might outplay me because you're better, but you ain't going to sit here and out-coach me. And that's one thing I pride myself on is not being out-coached and being totally prepared for everything. And, you know, like I said, there is no excuse. A loss is a loss, but sometimes there's some good losses. And I think that every loss that we've had have been good. There has not been any plays where you can tell the team is really sorry is when somebody's left wide open 20 yards away from people or reverses and ain't nobody there. But when you teach good fundamentals and it just comes down to a battle of what player is better than the other player, and that's what it turned out to be. At some point in time, you know, you got to realize the other team is just better than you at some positions. We dared them to throw the ball every play of the game. Our job was to commit. We committed 11 to the run. I know they said, what the are they in? We had everybody bump around. We had everybody on the line. We said one, our middle linebacker who played 8 yards off. We said, we dare you to beat us on the pass. And the funny thing about our game plan was that this was the first weekend that it wasn't windy at all. For the last 6 weeks, it's been like super windy on Saturday evenings. And we were committed to stop the run. And we sort of stopped the run. But we wanted them to pass every play. It was going to either be a long game or what. But we were going to hold on to the ball and get them out of rhythm. And that was our game plan. So, again, I'm proud of my girls that, you know, in the game. And like I said, we didn't have the numbers. We don't have the power. You know, coulda, woulda, shoulda, you know. And I just wish that the full team, the true showgirls, all of them, including this year's team, was together because we were whooping that ass. I'm sorry because scheme-wise, we had that. Player-wise, we didn't. But you know what? No excuses. We got our butts whooped, and I can accept that. We made a big improvement from losing from 84-0 that first game to 55-0. Could it have been worse? We ran the running clock in the second half. I'll give them another 3 touchdowns. It don't matter. But a win's a win for them. A loss is a loss for us, but it's a losing experience that we are going to grow and learn from. And that's what I hope, you know, everyone out here is doing. You know, instead of talking about, oh, we need to kill these teams, we need to stop this team. If they're improving, then let them be. It's okay to lose. You know, nobody said you're going to lose close. You know, nobody says that. Nobody says that. But let me help this last customer, and then I'm closing my door. Forget these folks. You know what I'm saying? Forget these folks. So you guys went the 17th in the gym?
Yeah, I'm too. So give me one hot second. I'm trying to do two things at one time, and I can multitask. And I'm glad you guys are patient out there. You got to be patient. That's what football is all about. You got to be patient. You have to be patient, and I can't give them the gym because I have a party already.
On that day, I have somebody here already.
The
24? Yeah, 17th is taken already. Yeah, I have a basketball practice that I put in here on the 24th. What about the 10th? No, I can't do it on the 10th either. What kind of party is it? Oh, it's a wedding? Wow! Reception or the wedding and reception here?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't do it on the 17th, but the 24th I can work it. Just fill that paper out and then I'll give you a call tomorrow. I need to call this person here and see if they'd be willing to move their practice, and I'll let you know by tomorrow. What, you need to tell me how many hours you're going to be here. Yeah, right. It starts right when you come in. That's when we start the time. And the earliest I can get you in there is at 6 o'clock. 6 p.m. And then it can go up to midnight. So you can have 6 hours. Yes, 6 to midnight. So that's 6 hours. The first hour is $100. The next 4 hours will be $40. So that's 160. That's $260. And then you'll be paying for the staff for 4 more hours from 8 to 12 because we're closed. So it'll be 60 on top of 260 is 340. So it'll be a total of 340 for 6 hours.
340?
Yes. On Friday, midnight. Yes.
At what time is start for the table? 6?
Yeah, at 6. You can start putting tables where you want. Okay. Everything needs to be put up and away by midnight.
Okay.
Yes, we give you tables and chairs, however many tables and chairs you need, we'll take care of it.
I
can read it.
Is there a chair, table, term, or is there a...
No, we don't have no equipment. It was other equipment. Yeah, so we don't really give you tables and chairs, but no equipment. Yes, tables and chairs, and then you have to provide the tablecloth and the decorations.
Uh-huh.
That's for you have to do that. We're going to give you the room, table, and chairs.
That's it.
340.
What day is
it paid
for?
As soon as I get this in, we need ASAP. Soon. Very soon.
340.
Yeah, 340 and 4. All at one time.
The first money.
Yep, the first money. No deposit. All money.
Okay.
All of it. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I need to call and find out. So what I need to do is leave this with me,
yeah,
and then I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay?
Okay? And we'll go from there. All right? Thank you
thank
so much.
You much.
All righty. All right, beautiful people. I know you guys hear me in the background. That's called good customer service. Yes, I know. Good customer service. Yes, it's part of, you know, you getting married and everything else. No, don't worry about it, yeah. Yes, June 24th. June 24th is the date that I'm going to try to get for you guys. I got to change something around. All righty, no problem. Yes, I do it all. I do weddings. I do bar mitzvahs. I do quinceañeras. I do 16th parties. I do football banquets. I do whatever you name here at the rec center. So, yes, I see you guys are being very patient, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Yes, I know this is the 100th show, and I know it wasn't supposed to go off like this, but that's just how I do this. You never know what's around the corner, as BJ say. You know, you never know what's around the corner. But anyway, let's move on again. This is about game planning. You know, I think I talked about it in my shows. You know, this is really a reflection show, you guys. And like I said, if you choose to call in, you can. If you don't. It don't matter to me. I can still continue to talk. Y'all know me. All right? I was just sitting back and, you know, listening to the very first show. You know, when I go back and I say, wow, I've done 100 shows. You know, what have I talked about? That's 400 quarters of football that I talked about or issues. And there's still some issues that I haven't talked about. In the coming shows, we'll talk about those things. But when I reflect back on what the purpose of this show was all about, the purpose of this show was pretty much to clear the air, to enlighten folks about the ins and outs of football from a coach's perspective, from an owner's perspective, and from a player's perspective, just like I did with the Neen Board. When I came up with the Neen Board as a place to network, I just got tired of those sorry blog talk boards. I'm not going to say blog talk, but blog. But I forgot what they called. But they were just, you know, make up a nickname and you get on there and basically talk smack, you know, talk bad about people, and people didn't know who you really were. And I just didn't like that. The integrity of that was just terrible. I wanted to create something that had some accountability. The message boards, thank you, BJ. See, that's why you're the super-duper producer. And, you know, like I said, you got something to say, just say it on the name board and I'll talk about it. But, yeah, the Yahoo message boards. And I love the fact that we were communicating, but you didn't know who you were talking to. So when I looked around and saw this new thing start called the Neen Board, a new application, I jumped on it real quick, got it started in 2008, emailed all my team, the email their friends, emailed all the owners of other teams, and of course people were kind of reluctant to join because they thought it was a little cheesy board. And I'm like, no, this is a networking board. Then I was asked to make it an exclusive because I was a part of the IWFL. I told them, no, I'm not going to make an exclusive for the IWFL. So a week later, the IWFL started their board, which I have no problem with other leagues starting their board. You know, everybody thought that my show was going to be totally a slant just for the WFA. I talk bad about everybody. I talk good about everybody. If it's good for football, I talk about it. If it's bad for football, I talk about it. I don't believe in just making one league superior. If you are good at what you do, then I acknowledge that. If you're sorry at what you do, I acknowledge that. And that's the real me. And when I went back and listened to that show, like I said, folks, I'm going to give it to you in broad daylight. You know, I'm not going to be disrespectful towards anyone. I try not to curse as I talk, you know, but that's just part of my slang sometimes to get my message across. But I don't go off and be messy about it. But the mission of the show and the mission of the board was to further women's football, to have a voice for women's football, to give people a voice, be it live in person, be it tape delayed, be it whatever, be it on a message board where you're accountable for who you are, what you are, what team you represent, because then people start talking with more sense, you know, instead of just, you know, slurring at somebody because this and that and whatever. You know, when you hide behind a nickname or a made-up name, you know, on Yahoo, you can say anything. You're the biggest, baddest person in the world. But when your picture's up there or with somebody that know you is on there, you're not going to act an ass, and that's what parents teach the kids, you know, and that's part of football. You know, you work hard with me. You do with me. You don't go out and embarrass my team. You don't embarrass your team. You know, there's some people on my team I had to talk about their Facebook. You know, they put some, you know, some silly naked pictures on there. And I said, wait a minute, you guys are representing me. You're representing the showgirls. Yes, that's very embarrassing. You need to take that crap off. You know, yes, your social life ties in with what you do here. If you got a shirt that says All Vegas Showgirls on it, and you got it in your picture profile, then guess what? Whatever you do, whatever you say is going to be reflective on each one of your teammates and the players.
So, again, these are some of the things that I highlight, that, you know, you're not going to embarrass anybody. You're going to get on the new board. You're going to get on this talk show, and people are going to know who you are, and you're going to talk sense. That was the purpose of this thing. I was just tired of all the bull crap, and, you know, they he say, she say, and nobody say bull crap. And so when we put the show together, it was about, again, teaching. Each quarter was going to be a different subject, be it dealing with football, be it ownership, be it players, be it coaching, be it guest speakers, whatever. Whatever the name is, whatever the game is, we were going to do it. We've had some great guests on the show. I know we had Harvey Hyde on the show. We talked about, you know, college football and recruiting and how it ties in with women's football. Because, again, Harvey Hyde is one of my mentors who was an ex-UNLV head football coach with Randall Cunningham and Iggy Woods. Then he later coached me at University of Long Beach, Cal State Long Beach. And now he does pregame shows for USC and postgame shows. He has his own radio show here in Vegas. He's a legend out here. We've had my buddy Tui Sopopo from the Lingerie Women's Football League, the LA Temptations, who are the back-to-back champs. And he got a chance to talk about, you know, what he's teaching, you know. And we went to high school together. I had my man George Maulu talk about quarterbacks on here. I had my buddy, you know, Anthony Bartley jump on here quite often and talk about the ins and outs. Again, I'm just going through off the top of my head, you know, the different topics and things that we talked about. And I'm always looking for more topics. So if you have the opportunity to call in and let me know what you want me to talk about, I'd do it. I'll definitely do it. You know, so again, I try to keep it up on up and up and be real about it. You know, I'm here to promote women's football. And I hope you hear it in my voice. It's not about making money for me. I've lost so much money I can't even count. But it's a great opportunity. And it's not just a good opportunity for women. And that's what people keep forgetting. It's an opportunity for all those who want to be a part of football, be it men, women, kids, child, whatever. But sometimes I think we get lost in the clouds. You know, we had slogans once before in leagues talking about, you know, for women, by women. You know, well, what about us men? Those men who are teaching you the game. You know, and I even talked about the touchy subject of, you know, the women team splitting off, you know, from the teams that are owned by men and coached by men and feel they can do it on their own. You know, I know there's some she-man haters out there. You know, I've had somebody tell me that they can't take orders from a man. I had somebody tell me they ain't going to drive a man around. And here we are in a team in a van, in a bunch of vans, and, you know, coach is about to fall asleep. And the person shooting, riding shotgun, talking about, well, she ain't going to drive because she don't drive for men. She don't drive men around. I'm like, are you sick? Now what if you roll off the road? Then what happens? You're going to wish you had driven that cat around, you know. But it's some dumb things. There's some great things that we talk about, you know, here on Four Quarters of Coach Lee. I know I'm rumbling and rambling, but again, like I said, when you put in 2.5 years of just talking about women's football, and like I said, I don't try to compare. I don't use the NFL. I don't go over NFL stats. I don't go over college stats. I talk about women's football here, women's football, and there is no level. It's all the same level. And I've been the one saying it's all about coaching. It's about coaching, and it's about coaching. You know, I'm living proof, starting all over again from scratch. And right now we're sitting at 3-4. That's the happiest 3-4 I've been since I've been coaching football, because I know where we came from. I know where we've been. I know where we could have gone, and I know where we at. But if we continue to fight and continue to get better, it's all in coaching. It's all about motivating. You know, like I said, my numbers ain't up anymore. I started off with 40 players this year at the start of training camp. By the first game, we were down to 33. By the eighth game, shoot, we down to 18. Down to 18. So, again, it is coaching. And it's not to pat myself on the back, but you got to put people in positions to be successful. And that's what some of the young ladies don't understand. They want to play the position because they see it on TV. Well, you just ain't good enough to play it, you know, right now. Not to say that you can't play it, but at this moment in time, you ain't the one, you know. And I'm not, and trust me, I'm not this harsh on the football field when it comes to where people want to play. I say, that's where you want to play? Okay. Well, you might not see, you know, the light of day sitting, you know, in that position. Now, do you want to play? We need you at this position. You might not like it, but you're playing. You know, you're playing. You definitely have to play. And we need everybody that we have just to get through the game. But again, I told the girls at the beginning of the year, it's going to be tough, ladies. We ain't going to win like we won in the past. We're going to win ugly. When I say ugly, we're going to score 2 touchdowns and win games. Guess what? Every game that we won, we only scored 2 touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? I'm a defensive-minded person. I'm going to keep the ball, and I'm going to stop you. That's my goal. That's what I do. But I have these premonitions or whatever they call it, where I can see in the future, believe it or not, of what's going to happen. And I'm going to talk about the future of women's football. I'm talking about over the last 100 shows, you know, the things that I've seen. You know, I've seen 4 different leagues come and go. I've seen it at 4 leagues at one time. Then I've seen it down to possibly 1 league. Then back up to 2 leagues. Then went to 3 leagues. Now we have 4. Now I'm talking about 5. Different forms of different football. I've seen teams jump from league to league for one reason or another. Be it that they forfeited out of one league to go to another, or they saw greener pastures on the other side, or they had issues. You know, my jumping came about issues in trust. Like I said, I trust everybody at first, but as soon as you break that trust, I'll let you go. I've left money on the table and just walked away. I walked away paying 2 years of league fees, and then think about even trying to sue. You know, what you gonna sue? If you ain't got no money, you just wasting more money going to court to try to sue. You know, I get a lot of people call me all the time for advice because I'm real. You know, teams have wanted to forfeit and call, and then I give them advice. I say, hey, you know, it's okay to forfeit your home games. You know, that's your money loss, and the traveling team saves. But you got to save face by traveling to those home, the away games. You know, I've sat on try to get on league boards, had issues. Be it personality, be it that people think I'm smart, or I think I'm smarter than them, I don't know. But my whole thing is I ain't got to like you to work with you. That's my philosophy in coaching football. I don't have to like my players to coach them. I don't have to like my opponents to play them. I don't have to like my colleagues to work with them if it's for the betterment of football. I've eaten a lot of crow just because. Just because I want to see women's football progress. I want to see it move forward. I really do. You know, not here to step on nobody's toes. But, again, there's a lot of people that are running leagues that shouldn't be running leagues, that have no experience running leagues. And when they do have experience, they're still not confrontive enough to be strong enough to keep a team in or keep a team out. I think the recycling of teams, I guess I'm going into all my futuristic stuff. I don't know, but I'm just going over my stuff that I've seen. I mean, we recycled teams, you know, 3 and 4 times over. The organization hadn't gotten any better. We're not looking at, you know, track record. Yes, we try to give everybody a chance, and I understand that. But, damn, how many times are you going to burn somebody before somebody just tells you, no, you can't do it anymore, or you're not going to do it with us because of your track record? I mean, I don't think we do enough. In the past, we have not done enough research on the so-called teams coming in, be it they have enough players, be it they have enough money. That's the main focus. It ain't been the players, folks. Over the last 6 years I've been involved in women's football, it's been money issues, be it the owner takes the money and run, be it a coach takes the money and run, be it that the owner don't have any money, be it that a league is desperate and think that, you know, this team would do fit well because geographically it's in a great spot, but haven't done its homework. I've been in meetings where we brought in teams, and I'm sitting there saying, that ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. And we get 2 weeks before the season starts. And guess what? It didn't work. You know, it just didn't work. And so it hurts everybody. In the past 6 years, it has hurt everybody. To this day, we have teams that are forfeiting due to the fact that money ain't there. You know, everybody wants to live a dream. You can't be an owner of something if you ain't got nothing. You can't go to McDonald's on your list and say, I want to run a McDonald's franchise, and all of a sudden McDonald's say, here's your golden arches. No, you got to go to McDonald's school. But before you go there, you got to put up $100,000 just to go to McDonald's school to be an owner. They want to know how much money you got before they franchise your butt. You know, in the leagues in the past, the last 6 years, leagues haven't done that. And so we get to the point where we at now, where we got teams sitting out there 3, 4, 5 weeks without playing a game because two or three teams in their region that they play two times a year forfeit. You know, it's not a good look, folks. It's just not a good look. It ain't been a good look, but we're still following those tracks, you know. And my mama always told me, son, you must know your history. You know, you must know where you come from to know where you're going. And we keep going around that same circle. We ain't looking back at what we've done and seeing the mistakes and try to correct them. We always try to be the first to do this, the first to do that, to be the only one, you know. And to be the biggest. And we're not looking at the stability of the ownership, though. You know, some teams are owned by team members. Some teams are owned by owners, you know, owner groups. But you guys want to make it real, you got to look behind. You got to look behind the people that represent these teams. It just can't be a name in a logo in a free website. When somebody comes to me and say, I got a team, and they say, go check out my website, and it's on the free website, I already got my red flags up. Because they ain't got no money. Why are you going to present on a free website? If you're going to do this, you're going to go all out. Go spend some money to make your product look good. Again, that's been part of my shows. You guys got to go through all my shows. I'm just touching on topics as I'm sitting here in my chair. But you have to do your research, leagues. I'm sorry. It's all 3, 4.5 of you, whoever's all out there. Let's be real with this thing, because the biggest black eye in women's football is the lack of teams making it through the whole season. And I'm not talking about the teams that have some serious injuries. I know for a fact my boy with the Amazons, Coach Duncan, we good friends. We great friends. It ain't the lack of money. It ain't the lack of coaching. It's injuries. That's understood. You know, in my situation, it ain't the lack of money. It ain't the lack of coaching. I'm down to 18 because of injuries. I've had players come and work out real hard over the break, and what I call them T-shirt all-stars, you know, flag football all-stars. As soon as the pass came on, and this is, most guys know this, you went to school with these cats, they talk all that smack, and then you get the pass on during Hell Week, and all of a sudden they don't show up, or they come up with a limp. You know, oh, you lucky I got this. No, man, you just ain't got no heart. You can't play no ball. I've had 8 girls on my team just disappear. I just think they wanted the uniform. You know? So, again, you come under them circumstances. And this is the first year that I've been down like this. But we're going to survive. We're going to make it. But there's some legitimate owners out there that are in that position. But there's a lot of you owners out there who are just BSing. You know, I got this, and you ain't got nothing. You're relying on these girls to go out and raise $1,000. And I know this because I've heard an owner come to me and tell me what their budget was. Their budget was zero. I said, how are you going to be zero? Well, see, I got 35 players, right? I'm like, yeah. Well, I'm going to charge them $1,000 each, and they got to get their own uniform and their own equipment. So I'm going to use that $35,000 to run my operation. Well, there's trust issues. Now you got players talking about, okay, I'll give you $1,000, now what? We ain't got no transportation. We ain't paying for no hotel. You got us still paying for our flights. You still got us raising money. You pimping us. You straight pimping us. That's how I look at it. That's how I tell you, because I'm straight like that. I tell you how I see it. In the last 6 years, I've seen many teams do that. I've seen many, you know, I've helped several teams that had no backers, that had owners, and use that same platform. Say, okay, why give your money to one particular person when you guys can put together a board and say, okay, we're going to charge these fees, and this is what it's going to. Now you got total control, team-owned teams. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Team-owned teams, ain't nothing wrong with that. Got to work together on it, though. But at least you get to move forward. You definitely get to move forward. In the past, you know, I still haven't seen, I guess I'm on the negative part, I still haven't seen the full-fledged effort into making national promotions, be it leagues, be it teams, be it divisions, you know, come together and create a divisional commercial or something with just logos. It don't matter. You know, again, I believe that 95% of us are hobbyists out here, and only 5% of us are true business people that really get really see the vision. And it's painful because we don't know what to call ourselves. Some people want to call us professional football. Some people want to call us, you know, recreational ball. Some people want to just call us, you know, Saturday Night Warriors or whatever. You know, whatever we are, we just need to do it the right way, the clean way. Make our product the best that we can, you know. There's still a lot of firsts out there. There's not many opportunities in this day and age to say that you were the first to do something, anything in this world. But it is. There's still some opportunities out there. But I don't want to say I'm the first one to take a poop on the moon, you know. And that's what we're doing. We're just throwing crap together and saying that we were first to do it. Not even thinking about it. Just want to be the first to do. And I think with that mentality, we've kind of split the football thing up, you know. I got beef with the WPFL, you know. My beef was, you know, we the cost was too much to be in it. You know, $7,500 to be in the league. And what did we really get out of it? Nothing. You know, the people that were running it, what kind of experience did they have? None. Did they go out and pay somebody to come in? You know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, get some real people that know how to run a business to run these doggone leagues. That's going to get us the exposure. Stop relying on each individual team in the past. Again, I'm talking about the past. To get your publicity. Leagues got to step up. I don't care what their acronyms are. You just have to step up. You know, find me, kick me out. I don't care. I go independent. It doesn't matter to me. I'm going to play football. I'm going to find me 12 games to play, you know. And I'm talking to all three. It doesn't matter. I don't have no personal beef personally with any individual. It's just that I'm upset. You know, I've been in this game for 6 years, and it's no different from one league to the next league. There's no true improvement from one to the next. It's just a matter of all the teams finally trying to get under one roof, you know. But we got to find the top marketing person to market our product. We got to find a commissioner that has no connections with any team, because that's a conflict of interest. You can't have that. You want to run a real organization for real football and real football players. You want to have real football teams within that real football league. Hasn't happened in 6 years that I've been around, you know. And I know that there's some people out there that kind of scammed and did some things and got bad names. And you got a bad name because the company you hang out with. If you hang out with the drug catch and they go down, you're going to go down. You're guilty by association. You jump in that ride and your boy ain't got no driver's license and he don't have no car, but he's driving the car. And you get pulled over, and he's on Grand Theft Auto, you in there for joyriding. That's what we're doing right now. You know, we're joyriding. Everybody's joyriding. You know, are there people out there willing to help us? Yes. But we're too proud of, in the past, to do and ask for help. You know, when teams were down, why did they wait till last minute to tell you that they're forfeiting? They knew that, like I said, 6 weeks ago that they weren't going to make it. But now you didn't spend your $3,000 securing your field, getting your fans to come to the game, and then the team doesn't show up. I know I'm going around circles, but that's what I do for a course of Coach League. That's what I do. You know that.
and it's almost 8 o'clock. Man, hold on one second. I had to make an announcement. Didn't realize this. See, I get on my tangent. I turn around and look outside. But hold on.
Attention, Walnut Rec. It is now 8 o'clock. It is now 8 o'clock. The rec center is now closed. Please head to the front door and clean up in and around yourself. And thank you very much for using the Walnut Rec center. Thank you.
All right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I am pissed off. I am emotionally attached to this. This is not something that I can easily walk away from because I love football too much. You know, yes, my pride is out there. But, like I said, it's the passion. I'm 40 years old. I've been around football 39 and a half years. The ins and outs of football, from Pop Warner Football Association starting them up to playing in high school to playing in college to actually being a scout, you know, for talent scout. I love this game, and I just hate to see it being torn apart over the last 6 years. Now, let's move forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just getting that off my chest. I got a little bitty chest, too. But I'm just getting that off my chest. The future of women's football. Again, it's part of my argument. We got to tighten the bows down. I know some players want to get paid. Hey, to those owners that can do it, that's all great. From what I hear, there's some teams that are paying players. You know, maybe one or two players on their team. Nothing wrong with that. Like I said, I had an opportunity to have, you know, two players come play for me that are now playing with other teams. I talked to two players. My girl, Odessa Jenkins, I know she's on here. I could have had her come to Vegas. Jessica Springer, I talked to her as well. To come to Vegas. I had a sponsor willing to do that 2 years ago. But my team talked me out of it. You know, which is fine. It doesn't matter. But again, the will to win is what it's all about. The will to win. And if you got the means to make it happen, then make it happen. If you don't, then don't bitch about it. Somebody else do. Work with what you got. It don't matter. If you got a town of 10,000 people, I hope you can find 30 women, 35 women in that town. So it ain't the location, you know. It's about getting out on the street. And the future of women's football is that you got to get out on the street. You got to be able to – we got to use the platforms that we have. And I'm just going to use the platforms that I started. One, this radio talk show. You got to use it. You got to promote it. You got to push it. You got to be on the social network. Have people call in and listen. Have people listen in. You know, go to work and be proud, you know, that somebody's talking about women's football and giving out your scores and whatever. But my number one platform, well, I got two platforms half of this one. My number one platform is an ink board. There's no freaking way that we should only have 2,300 people on an ink board. There's no way it should only be 2,300. Supposedly there's 4,000 women that play football. There's 100 teams with 40 people. That's 4,000. You know, so we should have 4,000 football players on here. We should be promoting the crap out of the name board. It's not the Dion Lee name board, and that's what I keep trying to tell people. It's the Women's Tackle Football Group.name board. If you're scared to promote what you do, then it ain't worth it. And then the last thing, again, I'm just throwing out the platforms. I'm all about bettering the product. You got to get your butt there at camp. Like I said, I'm making every attempt to make four camps happen because it's about the players. It's about the product. But then it's about the coaches learning how to get coached up. Stop being so arrogant and thinking that you can't get taught nothing new. That's the future of women's football. Get off your lazy butt and go learn football, real football, from real football coaches. I'm not saying my coaches. I'm talking about going to these camps and conferences throughout the country. And for the owners, you need to either put up or shut up. You know what I'm saying? Either put up or shut up. Either you got it or you don't. If you don't, then put it down. If that means that we're only going to have 40 teams, then we just do 40. But to have 100 teams and have 50 of them flaking out, we can't go there. We can't go there. You know, but what about the opportunity to let women play football? Well, let's make up our mind what we want to do. Are we here for the opportunity to play football, or are we here to play football? You know, win, lose, or draw. You got to define yourself. You can't be saying you're one thing and you're doing another. You can't be contradicting of yourself. Okay? You just can't do that. So, again, I always look at what everybody's mission statement is. And everybody's talking about the opportunity to play. Well, I have the opportunity to get a job. I have an opportunity to walk down the street. I have an opportunity to get shot. I have an opportunity. Define what you're going to do. Define who you're going to be. You know, I even got to look at my mission statement. You know, I think we even have that opportunity. We give women the opportunity in the city of Las Vegas and the state of Nevada to play football. Well, yeah, we do. But we want the best. Just because you're a warm body don't mean that you're going to make the team. You know, fortunately, unfortunately, this year, I had some warm bodies. I had to. I had to fill a roster. But did that stop me from coaching? No. The future of women's football is putting together a great coaching staff, a great marketing staff, a great ownership staff, and get out there and stop making hustling these girls for every dime to make you survive. I speak highly on that because, again, the sacrifices that I've done and thinking that my colleagues of other ownership teams are doing the same, and they're not. Heartbreaking. But again, this is my show. That's why it's called Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Yeah, this is my show. This is me. This is me getting to express myself. Players, you got to get real. You can't just come out 2 weeks before the season and think you're a baller. No. You got to work out 24/7, 365 if you're going to play football. A lot of injuries are occurring just because you're just a every other day football player. You're not a full-time football player, and I understand that. But you got to put yourself in the position of a high school student or a college student. They're not full-time football players either. But they craft their game. They work on their craft constantly. And that's some of the things that you ladies don't do. You know, some of you veterans, you're not entitled to start because you're a vet. I've talked to more coaches across the board. We have more issues with the so-called veteran football players who think they know everything when they don't know anything. You got 2 years under your belt and you're calling yourself a vet. I call none of my girls a vet. I don't care how many years you had. Because you haven't put in the years. You're still a part one football player. You still have the football knowledge of someone who's played from age 7 to 12. That lets you know how much veteranship you have. You know, yeah, you put in 5 years of football, but so has my son. He started when he's 8, 5 years, and now he'd be 13. You think he knows the most about football at 13? No. Can't call yourself a veteran. Come on, be real. And I think some of you guys get caught up on that. You get caught up on, oh, I ain't got to work out. Them the rookies. Well, I like coaching rookies personally because they don't know any better about football. They don't know anything about football. So what we say they do, if you're with the right coach, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know? I know I'm venting, y'all. I'm venting. I got to my 100th show and I started venting. I thought it was going to be a happy occasion. But some things are just on my mind that just kills me. Just kills me about the mentality of our football world. And I know there's coaches out there that are 100% behind me. You come to practice to learn. You come to the game to play the game. Everybody has a role on the field. It's not your job to bitch and moan about everything as a player. See, I'm accountable for my good and bad. When I call a play and it was a bad play, I'm the first one to acknowledge it's a bad play. I don't blame my players. I put them in that situation. When one of my DBs get burnt that ain't a DB, I acknowledge the fact that that's my fault. You shouldn't have been out there, but we needed you there. You did the best you can, good job.
I'm accountable for my actions. I'm accountable for the things that I do wrong. And you as players are non-accountable. You guys don't account for your mistakes. It's always everybody else. I've had five offensive linemen say they were double teamed. I'm like, if y'all was all double teamed, that means 10 players came. You mean we couldn't find somebody open just throwing the ball? Coach, I said, film don't lie. They just got beat up one-on-one, bottom line. Same thing on the D-line. All four D-linemen got double teamed. What do you think I am, dumb, stupid? I know football. There's no possible way that every all four linemen can be double teamed at the front. Just can't be done. You know? But, yes, you're an adult. I understand that. But just because you're an adult don't mean you know football. I'm learning every day still. To this day, I learn. I go to camps. I go to clinics. I meet with some of the top coaches in the nation just talking football, just talking about technique as being a defensive back. Have you ever been to a football camp that was 48 hours of nothing but DB drills, DB this, DB that? I can't. I have. You out of here? All right, cool. Locked up. All right. Well, you need this right here? I need the keys here for you, Angie. All right. Yeah, so, again, the bottom line is, you know, I don't know it all. I know a lot. And I know more than those that I'm teaching. But I have an open ear to those that I'm teaching, see? I don't have the I know it all mentality. You better listen to me and that's it and that's all. No, I'm going to listen to you. Let's see if it makes sense. Is it easy for you to do it that way? That's fine. My theory is this. If that's how you want to, if that's how you can do it, then do it. But if you get beat, you're either going to be on the bench or you're going to be doing it my way. You know? Football is a dictatorship. And a lot of you ladies don't like that. I'm just telling you how it is. Football is a dictatorship. You can break down the word however you want to in any context. But that's what it is. It's the coach's way or the highway. And I think that's where some of these teams get mixed up because you got some of the ownership who play football for the team that the coach supposed to be running the day-to-day actions on the field. You don't like the fact that they're running you. You don't like the fact that they're starting this person because they're better than you. And you pull your CEO card out or your GM card out and say, hey, 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 it can't go down like that. We as coaches, we're here to coach. I want to coach the most coachable and the best athlete. That's my theory. You ain't got to be the best athlete initially, but if you're coachable, it's my job to make you better. And if I can't make you better, then I'm not doing my job. So it's a matter of you doing your job as a player. So, again, in the future for football, just like I'm telling, you know, leagues, that they shouldn't be assigned to any team, I'm saying the same thing with players. Either you're going to be a player or you're going to be in the ownership box, one or the other. You gotta draw the line because the true person that runs a football team on the field is the coaches. I want to see you go to any football team. I don't care what level, Pop Warner football. High school football, college football, pro football. This is something that my dad always preached to me. Parents are parents, and that's why you sit up in the stands, at no matter what level. You're never going to bitch on my sideline, but you can bitch up in the stands. You can do all you want. You can come talk to me after the game, but you're going to talk to me appropriately after the game. Just because your son or daughter is not playing, you don't know if they're missing practice or not because you're at work. I see them all day. So, again, football is a structured sport. A lot of you ladies out there don't like structure. You want to come and go as you want, no matter how good you are. You can be the best player on the team. And, you know, you don't show up, well, I'm going to play anyway because I'm the best. I got a lot of examples from my team. And, of course, I didn't tell them they weren't playing. You know why? Because if I told them they weren't playing, they wouldn't even suit up. And they'd be more of a headache on the sideline because they're not suited up. But you know what I did? Suited them on up, warmed them on up, told them, nope, you stay right here. And they sat right there on the sideline the whole game, bitching and moaning and crying. Well, bring your butt to practice. Bring your butt to practice. Because that's the punishment. Everybody wants to get into the game, but they don't want to practice for the game. So, again, you want to step the game up over the next 5 or 6 years, take your craft seriously. If you're only practicing 2 days a week, then be at practice 2 days a week. If you're practicing 3 days a week, then be at practice 3 days a week. You made a commitment. Now, I understand there's life issues. You know, your daughter's sick, your son's sick, you got to work. I understand that. But you ain't at practice, and then I see on your Facebook page you was hanging out at the club. Or you went to go eat dinner. You know, you just told on yourself. That's what I'm talking about, the commitment. I'm talking about the commitment to playing football. That's one thing that I know that I had was commitment. Have I ever quit a team before? Yes, I quit in college. Got home. Guess who was the first person to tell me to get my ass up and go back to the team? My mama. Because she didn't raise no quitter. You deal with the bullshit and you keep on moving. That's part of life because life gives you that. It throws it in your face, you know. So, again, I got players who just want to put on the pretty shirt, the pretty jersey.
Yeah. That for me? All right.
Hold on a second.
DSB.
Hi, Dion. How are you?
I'm all right.
Out how much your room rentals are.
It's $60 an hour, only for the first 2 hours, and $20 an hour after that.
Okay. And that's all sizes? Or do you only have one size?
We only got one size for them all because of the gym. The gym is $100 for the first 2 hours and $40 an hour.
Okay, so it's $50 for the first 2 hours and then $20 after that?
No, $60. Mm-hmm.
What about outside the
different
area?
We don't.
First come, first serve?
Yeah, first come, first serve.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your info.
No problem. Bye bye.
Have a good night.
Bye bye. All right. See, I'm doing business. I'm closed, and I'm still talking to folks. That's called commitment. I ain't even clocked out yet. That's called commitment. You know, but I'm about to clock out because I get in trouble if I stay in 1 minute over 7 minutes. What is it, 7 minutes, Angie? We get in trouble? Or you don't. I do. I'm just going to clock out. All right. So I know my show is coming to an end shortly, but yeah. Big time. Just collect it, pull the sheet, and I'll figure it out. Yeah. I'm not going to add nothing to it, but I'll figure it out. Because Sharon, it should be Sharon. I didn't collect. I collected money, but it was under Sharon. Well, that's even better. I'll pull it up. We'll find it. Yeah, just print out with everybody's name on it. How about put me, Sharon, and you. That's it. That's only three. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, put me on there. I don't think I signed in.
All right. But again, it's commitment. If we're going to move this game forward over the next 100 shows, we got to have commitment. We got to have commitment. You just can't be out there for the jersey. You can't be out there just to look good. You know, some of you ladies, you know, think you hardcore and thinking because, you know, you're wearing a football jersey that you can catch the other lady that you're chasing. You know, again, I go there. Because I know some girls who get on the team to get the ladies. You know, that's just the real of it. I know I played football. I play football to catch the ladies, you know. But, you know, I hear you guys. You guys curse like sailors. You guys are like Pirates of the Caribbean, you know. Drink, and chase, you know. And if that's your goal, then that's your goal. But it's not my goal as a coach. You know, I'm here for football. You should be here for football. And like I said, I've had some touchy subjects, you know, with relationships, be it with the coaches, be it with the players. And I'm not for it. There should be no relationships going on the team, period. Period. Male, female, 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 male, male, I don't care what you call it. There should be no relationship because football is a family, and that's what it's built upon, family values, family respect towards each other. And like I tell my girls, you know, I got some fine cousins in my family. I'm talking about first cousins, second cousins too. And I can acknowledge that they look good. But you ain't going to see me trying to get up in their pants. That's just nasty. You know what I'm saying? That is just nasty. So that's the respect that you're supposed to have for your football team. Now, if you're chasing somebody else, another girl on another team, that's all good. That's nothing wrong with that. Because that's not going to interfere with your team. Because what we have with relationships on our team, I'm going to say all our teams, not just my team, that when you have couples on the team, be it, you know, coach, player, 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 whatever, whatever, when one gets mad, the other one ain't there. You know, when one mispractices, the other one ain't there. You know, it just works that way because they sick, you sick. You know, that's the excuse. That is the excuse. So my whole push from show 101 on to whenever this thing stops, because I don't know when I'm going to stop, you know, I might just get bored with this. I moved on from many different projects just because I got bored, you know. Not because it wasn't making money or so, it's just bored. Football is not boring to me. To teach somebody something that they never taught is probably the greatest feeling. That's why I was a teacher for 5 years at the worst school in the school district. Please don't answer that phone. We done. You know, that's the challenge for me. I love teaching those who they say can't be taught. I still have people ride by our practices. Don't teach them girls how to play football. That's the last thing we got. Then I have cars blowing their horn every time they walk by, drive by practice going, show girls, you know. It's fun. It's a challenge teaching you ladies how to play football. I get a kick out of it. Each and every, my keys are on the, oh, don't worry about it. I'm right there.
Someone is in here.
You got it.
Hi.
All right. So, again, that is my challenge. I know my time is coming up soon, BJ, and that's cool. I can end the show at 8:30. I didn't even take no calls. I am sorry about not taking calls, but I just got into one of my mouth diarrhea, as somebody might call it. I just talk because it comes from the heart. Like I said, this ain't nothing that I have on paper. I'm just talking. But that is my challenge, you know. Somebody even emailed me, hey, coach, your team got, you know, got a lot of heart. And I kind of took offense to that because it didn't say that we're good. It said, you know, we kicked your ass, but your girls kept getting up. Well, that's fine. I don't like to get my ass kicked. I'm not Rocky Balboa. You know what I'm saying? I eventually want to be the champ. So don't tell me we just got heart. That doesn't give me anything. You know what? My whole thing is, anybody can, you know, heart to me, the definition of heart to me, you guys, the heart is somebody's will to do. That's heart. You know, that's like going through a haunted house. You're scared to death, but you get the kids with you. It's hard to walk through there. But you're doing it because you're being brave. You're showing your kids, hey, you got to live up to your fears sometimes. That's understood. But it don't take no skills to walk through a haunted house. It takes skills to play football. Either you're good or you're bad. Either you're good or you're bad. I don't like the term, well, your team got heart. Heart is when you win a game and you ain't supposed to win a game. That's playing with heart if you don't have the skill. But when you get your ass whooped 55-0 and be told, well, at least your team got heart, well, shit, that's part of the game. You're supposed to get up at the whistle. You're supposed to go back to the huddle. You're supposed to come back for the next play. But I understand what they meant. Don't get me wrong. Please don't get me wrong. I understand what they meant. We kept coming, we kept coming, we kept coming, we kept coming. No problem. got that. But a coachable player I'd rather have than somebody who just has heart. You can have the biggest heart but have no skills. You can run, you know, I ain't never seen a person that run 4.7 or 4.9 or 7 flat with just heart playing on the field. You know, if they ran 4.4, somebody said, well, we got players out here that ain't got no heart. But if they run 4.4, I'll put them in a position that they ain't got to have heart to run up the middle. They can just run down the sidelines. I don't care. You got to have skills. So, again, let's stop recruiting the couch potatoes. Let's stop recruiting the look like wannabe football players. We got to recruit younger. We got to recruit better athletes and put them on the field. Bottom line, that's where football has to go. You know, I understand I want to play football mentality, but you can't have a team of 90% of I just want to play footballers. You can't have 50% of just want to play footballers. You got to have some athletes, and that's where we got to go. BJ, I know it's about that time, so whenever you're ready, the music can go. If it's 90 minutes, then hit it. I don't care. I don't even know what our clock is right now. Oh, wow. I guess it was that time, y'all. 100 shows down, 100 shows to go. I don't know what you know, but I know what I do know. I want to win. I like to win. And like I told my girls the other day, I said, I will continue to coach my ass off as long as you keep playing yours off. You know, that's what gets me motivated. I don't like to be around people who don't want to give it their all. That's the first thing that pisses me off is you don't want to give me your all. Just sit on the bench. I get anybody to go out there and be a body. But the bottom line is this, y'all. We want to get better. You got to want to get better. We all got to get better. Sound like my slogan for Adidas, right? But yes, it is. You know, we got to get coaches that want to coach. Don't sit up there on the sideline bitching and complaining. Coach. Own it. Ask for money. Do what you got to do. Make it a great experience. And players, you got to get better. I'm just sorry. You got to get better. I know I'm getting better every day. I know I challenge myself each and every day. Challenge yourself to get better. I'm sorry I didn't get to get no call in, but you know what? 100 shows ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing. It can be done. It can be done. So anyway, I got the roll. I got the clock out. I see you, Bill. Show 200, nothing will change. But yeah, keep in mind, keep on keeping on. I hear you. I got you. I love you all over there, mean boy. But anyway, I'm rolling. Baby.
Took the fall, broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off. Noon is fair, square, through.